Hi, good morning. This is Emma from Local Stash. May I know your name?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Emma from Local Stash. Is this Matthew?
Yeah, speaking.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. I actually contacted your business phone and I talked to your wife. So thank you so much for calling us back. So yes, sir.
Yeah.
You have questions regarding Facebook ads, is that right?
Yeah, I guess I want to start that campaign.
Oh, that's a really good choice. So, yes, I understand you don't have a page yet. Is that correct? Oh, sorry, you have a page, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be able to add us to the page right now?
Not right this second, I won't, but I can in a little bit.
Okay. I will send you an email then. It has a picture instruction on how to do it. But, of course, if in case you'll have issues adding us to the page, then feel free to let us know. Give me just 1 second here. Hold on. Facebook. Okay. So, yes, we don't have access yet. So just follow the instructions. You will have to click on the link and then basically just give us access or grant us access to the page. Once we get access, normally Facebook ads will start running in 3 to 5 days. That needs to be set up carefully. That's why it takes some time. How much are you planning to start with?
I think she said $100 a month is like the
minimum,
yes. I guess.
Yes, sir. Okay. So,
but I also wanted to check my radius and see what my service area is, and then because I upped it a good bit yesterday, so I kind of halfway expected to get a few calls first thing this morning since doing that yesterday, and she hasn't got a single call. So I got to figure something out because I'm hiring somebody new in like 2 weeks from now, and I've got to start stacking up work. So I've got to figure out how to get this, get it going.
Yes, I see that for your Google ads that would normally really take time, but we should really start getting a good number of clicks and eventually calls in the next few days. But for Facebook ads, the good thing is that that usually starts running depending on your target areas, target audience. So it's expected to really get better or faster.
Well, tell me what my... Yeah, tell me what my radius is outside of Warner Robins, like starting from where my address is, outward.
If I may ask, did you request for some changes through the client dashboard yesterday to update your service areas? Or
No, I didn't ask about the service area yesterday. I was asking about photos, but I figured out how to get my Facebook photos on Google. So I figured that part out.
Okay.
I will get y'all to update my pictures on my website soon, but that's for a later date. I just need to, I'm sorry, I'm hearing myself so bad feedback on your phone, I don't know why. So what was I just thinking about? This is
You're asking about the radius.
One second, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I need to know about my radius on, outside of Warner Robins, like how far out is my service area?
Actually, we only have 2 service areas for your account. We have House County and Warner Robins.
That's it?
That's it.
Yes. Do you need me to update this? I can submit a request and get this updated within the day.
Yeah, absolutely. I need like Jones County in there. Fort Valley, Milledgeville.
No, Westville.
I'm sorry.
How do you spell it out? No Westville.
Milledgeville. Milledgeville.
Milledgeville. Okay. What else? So Jones County, Fort Valley, Milledgeville.
Yeah, you can't just do like a certain mile radius around Warner Robins?
How many miles are you willing to go?
How far am I willing to go? Probably 60 miles.
60.
Make it 75.
75, right. For the paid ads campaign, yes, we're able to add like a target areas using miles, but on your Google Business profile, it has to be really typed in, and it's only limited to like maximum 15, but we don't recommend that. Having too many service areas will confuse Google on which to target first. So our strategy is we start focusing on the areas nearer.
No, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yes, ma'am. I don't want to get a bunch of calls. If I got a lot of calls coming from Warner Robins, that's great. I don't want to have to be driving all the way out to Millersville for estimates. I'm just, you know, I don't want to exclude them if I'm not getting calls from Warner Robins, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
So if I need to do, I don't know how it would work. If I need to get calls from them through a different marketing strategy,
okay.
I don't know.
We'll change the target area for your ads campaign to 75 miles. But for your Google Business profile, we have to really name which city or county you would like to focus on. Because we advise only up to 10 counties. After we dominate those 10 counties or cities, we can expand. So, given the three areas you've given me, we can add like three or five more.
Yeah, so let's just do Houston County, Bibb County, B-I-B-B, Houston County, Bibb County. Y'all give me a county around here. Close by. Peach County.
Sorry, can you help me spell it out?
Yeah, Peach County, like a peach, P-E-A-C-H.
Okay. All right, what else?
Peach, yeah. Blakely County.
Blakely. Okay.
You already got Jones County, right?
Yeah.
Twiggs County. So what you got there? I think we should stop right there for now. I don't want to get like overloaded and not be able to get to people. So, but I need to have obviously Houston County and Bibb County at the top. That's where I want to focus my, that's where I need my focus to be. And, Byron. That'd be Peach County.
Sorry.
So,
Peach.
Sorry, I'm probably going too fast. Yeah.
Let me just make sure I have the right locations. Hold on. So these are in Georgia. Okay. Jones County, I verified that. Fort Valley. Okay, that one too. Let me see if I got this Milledgeville correctly. Okay, I do. Austin or Houston?
Houston, H-O-U-S-T-O-N. Which is going to be Warner Robins.
Okay, yeah. I've verified that. And then Bibb County, B-I-B-B.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be Macon, Georgia.
Okay, we found that. Peach County, okay? And then Black. Lee County.
Yeah, Peach County. That's going to be Byron, Georgia.
Okay. And then Blackley County. What else?
Pulaski.
Pulaski.
Or no. Cancel that. Where is Pulaski? How many miles is that? Yeah, cancel Pulaski. Do Twiggs County.
Sorry, what county?
Twiggs. T-W-I-G-G-S. Is it two G's?
Twiggs County. Twiggs, Ranches, okay. All right, so yes, We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you've given me 8 new service areas plus the 2 existing that we have. I guess this is due for now, not unless you'd like to make some changes to it. But again, let's try to dominate these areas first, and then once we see like good traction from these areas, then that's when we can freely expand and then try to focus and get you more exposure in the rest.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Of course.
So do you have, or do y'all have it to where you can make Houston County, Bibb County, and Peach the main areas?
For the campaign, well, I would say for the local service, local, what do you call this, local SEO, it really will have to start within your main address, which is Warner Robins, and then it will go out. So if it's near Warner Robins, usually you will start coming out on those areas first before the areas that are farther from you. But for the paid campaigns, yes. For the paid campaigns, you can definitely focus it on those 3 counties.
Okay. Alrighty.
So $100 for a Facebook ad, right?
Yes. Let me call you later and do that because I'll have to add y'all on there when I get home.
Okay.
Thank you. So y'all are 3 hours behind, so I've got time.
Okay. Once you've added us, you can send me a text message so I can call you and we can finalize it. And start choosing pictures or even videos that you want us to use for the ads, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Do you have any other questions or concerns?
No, ma'am. I just, I'm just trying to make sure that's the right decision, what I just did, because I don't want to get overwhelmed. I do all my estimates myself, so I don't want to get overwhelmed with driving back and forth, but I guess I'm just going to have to do that. If it happens, it happens. We'll just have to see how it goes. It's going to have to be a test run. But, okay, yes, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Well, thank you so much for your time. You stay safe. You have a good one.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.